ironing. The ironing was usually done the day after the laundry. First, we had to sprinkle the clothes with water and roll them up to be ironed later. In those days, we only had the sad irons that heated on the wood stove. We used three at a time, alternating from the hot to the cooler ones. There were two ironing boards, one of which was a flat one that could be laid on the kitchen table, and I could iron the flat things, such as handkerchiefs, pillowcases, linens, and much more. My mother used the larger board for the harder-to-iron type clothes. It usually took us 2 to 3 hours to finish. After we put in electricity at the house, a Kohler plant ran that we cranked up. It produced DC, direct current, for the power. When we ironed with the electric power, we would plug the iron in and it just got hotter and hotter as long as you left it attached. So to cool it down for lighter garments, we just unplugged it and it cooled to a temperature we could use. We thought it was great fun and didn't have to have such a hot kitchen to keep those old sad irons warm. At night, the last person to turn the lights off in the house would make the Kohler plant shut down. Then, the next day, we would have to crank it up again. My dad always knew when I was reading in bed at night because the plant kept running. He would finally holler and tell me to shut the lights off. Then all was quiet and we could all get to sleep. Sewing. The early day remembrances. Take two.